This message is brought to you by the 2011 Quality Plant of the Year Award. Nomination forms are due October 1st, 2010. Nominate your plant or a leader in the quality field dedicated to improving processes, reducing costs, and raising quality. Visit qualitymag.com to apply.
Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie Shin with Quality. For this podcast, Quality's Michelle Bangert sat down with Mark Nash, Operations Manager at Pelco Products Incorporated, Quality's 2010 Plant of the Year recipient. They spoke about the company's green initiatives. Pelco, a traffic signal hardware manufacturer, has made significant reductions in energy costs and energy consumption through its company-wide green efforts. Nash begins by discussing some of Pelco's first changes to reduce energy costs.
We utilize radiant heat out on the shop floor so that we're not using a tremendous amount of natural gas or electricity to produce the heat in the winter. We actually use our powder coat oven to generate a large percentage of our heat on the coldest of days in the winter. We look to, in the summer with our powder coat, we look to try to run that oven as early and as little as possible so that we can shut it down to not only save on energy, but also cut down the heat within the building, which then would require even more electricity to keep the office areas cool. We recycle. We recycle paper. We recycle metals. We recycle plastics. If we can recycle it, we're going to recycle it. One of the big things that we've done here in the last 3 years is we started working a 40-hour week spread over 4 days instead of the traditional five. And by going to a 10-hour day, 4 days a week, we're saving on fuel consumption by our employees. Not only they get a three-day weekend, which is great, but it also means they're saving 20% of their fuel bill driving to and from work. And this last year, we extended that to our office staff and went to a 980 schedule so that half of our staff, roughly half of our staff, is off every other Friday. We still have coverage every week on Friday, but half staff's gone 1 week, half staff's gone the next. Tremendous savings, not just for the company, but for the employees as well.
Do you have anything else to add?
We're also looking at what we can do moving forward to add to our green efforts. We're in the process right now of actually adding on to the back of the building a new overhang over what we call the back patio, and by putting that awning over the back, we'll cut the heat absorption in the summer month. We're thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 degrees inside the manufacturing center itself. If we can do that, we can cut down on the number of exhaust fans that we're running, the amount of time that we run those exhaust fans, and then cut down the number of barrel and oscillating fans on the floor. So we're always looking for other ideas. We now get 100% of our electric needs from wind power. And as we move forward, we're looking at either adding onto this building or building a new facility. And we will take it, I'm sure, even further when we get there.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie Shin with Quality. For more on Pelco products, read Quality's March 2010 issue or listen to our other podcast with the company. For more Quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Quality Magazine.
This message is brought to you by the 2011 Quality Plant of the Year Award. Nomination forms are due October 1st, 2010. Nominate your plant or a leader in the quality field that is involved in making and measuring, testing, or inspecting discrete parts. Applicants are judged on processes that reduce scrap and rework, improve productivity or cycle time, increase capacity, and improve adherence to quality standards. Visit qualitymag.com to apply.